BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Do you need a hand with getting that carry-out ready, Fallon?
Well, thanks, but we need someone on the counter for the walk-ins.
Well, I can keep an eye as well.
Well, actually, Natasha's coming in to give me a hand here.
Oh.
And she's bringing Adam to help Bobby pack this lot up and deliver it.
Oh.
Hey, it's good to have help.
Yeah, it's good to have help who actually helped.
Don't be mean. Oh. Adam was great last week.
Yeah, must have been a fluke.
Chelsea.
Sorry, but I can manage fine on my own.
Well, Natasha's boss around here, not me. And apparently with Neil helping out yesterday, Adam's got some capacity. Right, Helen's sending some cream over from the dairy. We're almost ready to rock and roll here.
Oh, and here come the cavalry.
How's it going?
Yeah, good.
We're almost ready to box this lot up, just waiting on some cream for the desserts.
Right, where do you want me?
Actually, you just missed the lunchtime rush, so maybe we don't need you.
Oh, great.
Is it?
I know Adam's only here as and when we need someone, but it would be so good to have him fully trained on the coffee machine.
Oh,
and given you're such a whiz, who better to show him than you?
Of course, love to.
I'm raring to go.
Right, Fallon, what needs doing? Are you still okay to make the delivery?
Yep, I've got the savouries packed, just need to do the sweets.
Oh, what are those?
Aren't they amazing? Fallon's been experimenting with bakes for bonfire night and Halloween.
Oh, they look gorgeous. That green glitter on the icing.
You've outdone yourself, Fallon. They look great.
Oh, wait till you try them.
Okay, guys, let's get working, and then we'll have earned a break to try some Fallon specials.
Clary, you okay there?
Oh, Kirsty. I'm fine, thanks.
Taking a breather?
Something like that. I'm taking this cream into the tea room for a meal Fallon's preparing, only I thought I might sit for a second.
Sounds like a nice idea.
Oh, I have missed this.
How's your sister now?
She's doing okay. Better on her feet, thankfully. Means I could come back. You here to see Helen?
Yeah, Jack left his coat in my car. I said I'd bring it over when I had a second.
Rewilding must be nice this time of year.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Well, I expect it's nice all year round, mind. Oh, I always think of bringing the kids round, but I never get the time.
Oh, that's a shame. You should try and come.
Is the rewilding doing out for Halloween?
Actually, no, not this year.
Oh, why not?
Balance in the books, I'm afraid. Couldn't manage something for Halloween and Christmas, so we decided to concentrate on Christmas when everyone's on holiday, so we'll get more footfall.
Pity.
Yeah.
That's a big sigh. Everything okay?
Yeah.
Good.
I know.
Ooh.
Oh, the funding for rewilding isn't great. I thought we'd manage to get one of Lillian's rich chums on board at the Cantering On event. Except they changed their mind and pulled out last week.
Well, you'll find someone else, won't you?
Well, maybe we will, but it's an uphill struggle. Sorry, Clary. Look at me going off on one, to you of all people. How's the family? How's Emma?
Well, thanks for asking, love. We're managing.
And how are you?
To be honest, I don't know. I try and look out for William and Poppy, and then I see Emma with her hands full. And Edward, and even Eddie's not himself lately. No, it's all too much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I still expect him to come barging in while I'm making dinner.
George?
Telling me he's stopping over because Poppy's doing his head in or he don't want fish fingers for his tea, so can he eat with us? But he won't be barging in now. Not for a while.
Oh, Clary. I wish there was something I could do or say.
I told Helen I'd take the cream over to the tea room thinking I could see Fallon, see if she's willing to talk to me.
Well, of course she will be. Clary, I bet Fallon knows and understands that whatever George did, it wasn't down to you.
Oh, Kirsty, I don't know what she's thinking, but it breaks my heart how close she and Emma were. If ever Emma needed her friends, it's now. Here. You wouldn't take this in for me.
No.
Oh.
But how about I come with you? We go in, you see Fallon, say whatever comes to you.
Oh, I don't know.
Ah, Clary, you've got this, really. And whatever happens, I'll be right there. I'll buy you some cake and a cuppa after.
Chelsea, try this.
Who's that for?
No one. I'm just practicing the coffees. I haven't made that often. This is a chai latte.
Adam, if Natasha catches you making freebies with the excuse of practicing,
it's Natasha who said I should use this time to get to know my way around the coffee machine.
Yeah, and now, thanks to me, you do.
Yeah, for lattes and cappuccinos, maybe, but when it comes to the more specialised...
A chai latte is just a latte with the chai mix powder in the bottom.
Yeah, but try it. I frothed the milk a little more than you said, and it's so velvety.
There are tables to clear too, you know.
You just cleared the last one. We'll have to wait for these few tables to leave before we clear them. Otherwise, you know, it'll seem like we're rushing them out. Natasha really frowns on that.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, I wanted to pick your brain if I could.
What now?
Honestly, this tastes so good. Fallon said you'd ordered some bunting and things for this place for Halloween.
Yeah?
Well, I've been roped into helping Ian out. I volunteered to help. He's supposed to be leading the PTA on the school's Halloween disco, so I volunteered to get the decorations and stuff sorted for him.
Well, I can get you the website link.
Yeah, but is it quality material?
Adam, it's for a bunch of kids at Halloween. What kind of quality are you after?
No, I appreciate it doesn't have to be quality, but I worry about these sites that are really cheap and then you get stuff that's falling apart or misspelled.
You're overthinking it, mate.
Am I? Yeah. Let's see, there's a strict budget and Ian's not going to be happy if something I do embarrasses him.
Hi there.
Oh, Kirsty,
hey,
hiya.
Kirsty.
Right, let me guess. Latte, two shots to go?
Actually, I'll have a tea sitting in. Oh. I'll make that too. I'm waiting for Clary.
Can I persuade you to try my new super frothy chai latte?
Go on then. One chai latte, one pot of tea.
Stay there. I'll bring it over.
Oh, Adam is doing my head in.
Really?
I know they're desperate, but he's not exactly a natural fit for this place, is he?
Well, he wouldn't be my first thought, agreed. Mm. Helen said he's doing all right.
Yeah, all thanks to me.
Go on then, tell me all. I need a distraction.
The cream, hurrah! Oh, thanks. Just put it down anywhere there's space, Clary.
Oh, fantastic. Here, I'll take that for you.
Thanks. How are you, Fallon, love? Helen said she was popping the cream over, so I said I'd do it. Give me a chance to say hello.
Right, I'll leave you to it. I just need to have a chat with Kirsty before she goes.
I'm okay, thanks, Clary.
I haven't seen you since I got back.
How's your sister?
Oh, much better.
Oh, good.
How are you, Fallon? Really?
Yeah, I'm good, but I need to finish up and get everything boxed so I can deliver this order.
Of course. Anything I can do?
Oh, no. You probably need to get back to the dairy.
Actually, I wanted to say something.
Clary.
Apple Day.
Sorry?
Poppy's convinced us all to do a little event at the farm for Apple Day next week, and I was wondering whether you and Harrison might want to come along. Oh. If you're free, and only if you want to, of course.
Oh, actually, no. The thing is, me and Harrison, we've been looking for a short break, you know, last minute and cheap, and just to get away for a few days, so we probably won't be around.
Right, you are. Just thought I'd ask. You and Harrison have a wonderful break. Goodness knows you deserve it. I'll see you, Fallon.
Yeah, right.
Maybe you could reconsider doing something for Halloween. I love the events you and Rex put on, or is it too late?
I think it is, to be honest, but we've got big ideas in place for Christmas.
It'd be great if potential funders could see for themselves how wonderful the rewilding is, while there's lots of people present, using the site.
Well, that's the plan, see? So we research possible funders and put some feelers out and then go big on Christmas, so we give them something tangible to engage with on site.
Well, that sounds good. I'm sure you'll get some buzz. It's an amazing project, and you and Rex are really doing wonders with it.
Oh, thanks, Natasha. Oh, was Clary gone already?
Yeah, she just left, I think.
Oh, it's just we were going to have tea together.
Oh, and there goes Fallon. It's an exodus.
Clary!
Oh, Fallon!
Look, I just wanted to say I appreciate the invitation and you coming to see if I was okay.
We do all care about you.
I know. And I know things aren't going to be easy for you all at the minute. But, you know, things haven't really been easy for me and Harrison either.
Oh, of course. I'm so sorry, Fallon.
Don't be. It's not your doing. I don't want you to be upset, really. You've got enough to worry about. You don't need to worry about us. And we really are trying to get away next week. I didn't want you to think I was making excuses.
Oh, I wouldn't think that.
But maybe, even if we weren't going away, coming to your apple day would still be a bit too much for me right now. I'm sorry, but I want to be honest about that.
Of course, sir. I understand.
Okay, now I really better go and deliver that food or Natasha will fire me.
There's something quite satisfying about lugging bags of rubbish into bins at the end of the day.
Oh, I've got to hand it to you, Adam. I thought you'd leave me to it.
Hardly. This is a team effort. No job too big or small. You know, you really do have a knack when it comes to training, Chelsea. Much as you'd rather have been doing anything else.
Nah, it was fine.
Oh, come on. You were huffing and puffing louder than the machine.
I'm sorry. I just can't get my head around you in the tea room.
Well, desperate times require desperate measures, I guess.
Yeah.
Although, I'm sure the family are sorting things out now, so you won't be seeing much more of me.
But you just mastered the coffees.
I still can't believe Clary expected Fallon to show up to Apple Day. I mean, really?
Well, she was just trying to reach out.
If you ask me, it might be better if they kept their heads down for a while.
But it wasn't the whole family, was it? Like you can't blame me because George is my cousin.
No. No, I appreciate that, but his parents knew and said nothing for a long time.
As far as I'm concerned, he owned up in the end.
After causing my sister and family a mountain of pain and suffering they should not have had to endure.
A fair point, but I saw George before the truth came out, and he was not in a good place, Adam.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, what he did was the pits, but he was feeling it, I'm telling you.
Oh, Fallon's back.
All right, well, I'd better go in before Natasha tells us both off for doing a one-person job.
Good thinking. The recycling's all done, is it?
Yeah, I did those first.
Here she is.
Hiya. Right, are you ready to close up?
Yeah, pretty much. Wait, how come you're looking so excited?
What?
Actually, you are looking a little rosy-cheeked.
Yeah.
Is Natasha still here?
She's inside on the till. Why?
Well, I just had a call. I applied for a unit at the EV charging station.
Did you?
Yeah, and I got it.
What?
I got it. I just found out. I got one of the units there.
Right, so what does that mean?
Well, it means I'm about to go inside and hand in my notice, because soon I'll be opening up my own cafe. I'll see you inside. Oh, give me 5 minutes to tell Natasha, yeah?
Yeah, sure. Wowzers.
Indeed.
Well, maybe we'll be needing your frothy chai lattes for a bit longer.